Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth with Tyson Harley. This one based on an 8/19/21 article in independent.ie. And it's that it just reports a study, which you probably can find information on elsewhere. But this headline is people who are double jabbed still carry high levels of virus. Now, don't run to the end zone with that one because there's a little bit more to it. Don't run to the end zone. This is based on a study in the environment of the Delta variant, where in Delta environment, where variants are what's prevalent, not the novel, because the basic science is you get variants after a while. There's no good reason in reality to be talking about a vaccine around the novel one that's now at least 16 months old and really more like 2 years, coming up on 2 years, based on some other information. So this is Sarah Napton, August 19th, 2021. Again, people who are double jabbed still carry high levels of the virus. People who are fully vaccinated carry the same amount of coronavirus as the unvaccinated, scientists have found. Now, again, I'm going to tell you there's a little bit of qualifier later, but to the extent it's qualified, this headline is true. This first sentence is true. So I want you to hear that again. People who are fully vaccinated carry the same amount of coronavirus as the unvaccinated, scientists have found. Now think through that as they're trying to force as though the vaccine is an absolute necessity and change the entire traditions of the free world. Okay, people who are fully vaccinated carry the same amount of coronavirus as the unvaccinated, scientists have found. Then why would we need to? Why would it not be reasonable to not get vaccinated, let alone why would we supposedly have to be mandated? It would be unreasonable and even criminally unreasonable, depending on where you are, to not get vaccinated. Experts had hoped 2 doses of vaccine would significantly reduce the viral load carried by people who became infected, lowering the risk of them passing on the disease. Previous studies showed vaccinated people who contracted the Alpha variant had far lower viral loads than the unvaccinated. However, new research by Oxford University shows the Delta variant wipes out the viral load reduction. Okay, quick spoiler, go listen to another quick rant of truth. I think I turned into regular scales of truth. Well, experts who had hoped that 2 doses of vaccine would significantly reduce the viral load of the Delta as opposed to the original coronavirus weren't paying attention to the science of messenger RNA, because there's a real good chance that it is too specific and would not apply to variants, which is exactly what we're seeing. So I've talked about another one. I'll peek on it here maybe a little bit, but I'll probably make a separate one around that where I go deeper dive, integrating my previous research along with these results. Previous studies showed that vaccinated people who contracted the Alpha variant had far lower viral loads than the unvaccinated. Translation, previous studies showed the last vaccines worked against the novel coronavirus. However, new research by Oxford University shows the Delta variant wipes out the viral load reduction. No, translation, the vaccine is not effective in any way, shape, or form against the Delta variant, or probably any variants. But who knows? The Delta is the big one that they talk about. New research by Oxford University shows the Delta variant wipes out the viral load reduction. No, you've got a shit vaccine for anything not called novel coronavirus. Instead, even the fully jabbed carry high levels of virus if they are infected and also are also more likely to be symptomatic than vaccinated people who picked up an alpha infection. Guys, those are the same thing. So you got to think through the basics, because they try to mislead and try to, because they want to reserve the right to make a distinction that's not true. Instead of saying, and therefore, they say, and also. Instead, even the fully jabbed carry high levels of virus if they are infected and are also more likely to be symptomatic than vaccinated people who picked up an alpha infection. No, that sentence should read scientifically. Even the fully jabbed carry high levels of virus if they are infected and therefore are more likely to be symptomatic than vaccinated people who picked up an alpha infection. Okay, so let's break this out a little bit. The fully jabbed carry high levels of virus if they are infected and are also more likely to be symptomatic. Very quickly, you are symptomatic. It's directly related. If how likely you are to be symptomatic is directly related to the viral load, how much virus you have in your body. I know, amazing, right? So those two things go together. The results suggest that those who are fully jabbed could be as capable of passing on COVID as the unvaccinated. No, it proves it, because you are more, what makes you more likely to pass on the disease is how much viral load you have in your system. Because the more you have, the more you have to give. And after you reach a certain threshold, the more you have means you take on certain symptoms that are more likely to make it transmissible, like coughing. The results suggest those who are fully jabbed could be as capable of passing on COVID as the unvaccinated. No, it proves it. And here are the next half of the sentence. Although they are less likely to pick up the disease in the first place. Wrong. I'll try to explain that, but let's get through the quotes, because this is the reporting up top. Then they get to through the quotes and the details of who said this. Sarah Walker, professor of medical statistics and epidemiology at the University of Oxford and chief investigator for the COVID-19 infection survey, said, with Alpha, people with two doses had really low levels of virus. When Delta started to come in, the first thing that happened was that the virus values went up, and now we really don't see any difference. We really don't see any difference in the amount of virus people get if they get infected after vaccination. So why, if variants are what's happening now, and science said that would happen, it varies. We know something that's novel can only be novel for so long, a season or so, not a year and a half. We're now to variants. So they say, when Delta started to come in, the first thing that happened was that the virus values went up, and now we really don't see any difference in the amount of virus people get if they get infected after vaccination. So what good does the vaccine do? Two doses are still protective. Bullshit. But you are still less likely to get infected. Bullshit. That's a throwaway line by her. I guarantee you none of the stuff says that. But if you do, you will have similar levels of virus as someone who hasn't been vaccinated at all. No. The researchers are unsure if high viral load would translate into the same levels of transmission for vaccinated and unvaccinated people. It would, because if the viral load is the same, the chances of passing it on are the same. Because a fully jab may clear the virus quicker. Wrong. The measure of whether it's clearing the virus quicker is what viral load you attain. So if you're looking across a group of people in various levels of infection, if you design your study right so that it is apples to apples, it means that if viral load is the same, then you are just as likely. They're not clearing the virus quicker. The viral load is the result of the math problem. How much is being produced versus how well you're fighting it. How well it's spreading is, therefore, the result of how well it's spreading inside your body, how well it's being produced in your body, is the viral load. So it cannot be the case that you say the viral load is the same, but maybe they clear the virus quicker. If they clear the virus quicker, the net math is that they don't have as much virus. So if you design the study to be apples to apples, then they do not clear the virus quicker. But they want to hold out that speculative non-science point as though it to lower the effect of this study, that lower the effect of this conclusion. However, Professor Walker added, but the fact that they can have high levels of virus suggests that people who aren't yet vaccinated may not be as protected from the Delta variant as we hoped. Now, I've got to just hope that this isn't such a high level of Nazism propaganda that she really meant to say aren't yet vaccinated may not be as protected from the Delta variant as we'd hoped. I think she meant to say, although maybe she misstated on purpose, just so there could be an implication of, it's still proper to get vaccinated, you're not as protected. What your study shows is that the high levels of virus suggest that people who are vaccinated It's not that they may not be as protected from the Delta variant. It's that they are not as protected from the Delta variant. I'll make another quick rant of truth around why this goes entirely with my previous discussion of mRNA. The Cliff Notes are the mRNA does not give the full profile to the body to catalog the full profile of the virus, in which case maybe it would work against the related viruses. Instead, it gives a specific one. If it gives too specific of a signature, the vaccine may not work against the next variant. It gives some small snippet, says that's the signature for the virus. And so that's what you react to instead of the whole virus. The catalog does not see the full profile of the virus. It sees some small characteristic of it. If that small characteristic changes in one of the variants, when it does change, then that small characteristic is not seen by the body, and the antibody that the vaccine induced the body to make is not effective. The body is not ready for the variant. And that was the plan all along, in my opinion. But my next quick rant will integrate some of that information. That's it for now, except I'm going to repeat just a couple of these things. Previous studies showed vaccinated people who contracted the Alpha variant had far fewer lower viral loads than the unvaccinated. However, new research shows that the Delta variant wipes out the viral load reduction. Translation, if you have the vaccine, but it's a Delta variant, it does you no good. Even the fully jabbed carry high levels of the virus if they are infected and are also more likely to be symptomatic. So the results suggest that those who are fully jabbed could be as capable of passing on COVID as the unvaccinated, even though they are less likely to pick up the disease in the first place. Garbage. Okay, so let's go back to the quote, and I'll leave you with that. With Alpha, people with two doses had really low levels of the virus. When Delta started to come in, the first thing that happened was that the virus values went up. And now we really don't see any difference in the amount of virus people get if they get infected after vaccination. But you see, they hold out that idea. But maybe they're less likely to get infected. Garbage. Garbage. If you get the same viral load, that indicates zero protection. And therefore, you are just as likely to get infected. All right, guys, thanks for listening.